Good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, February 26, 2018. It's your boy Gregory Filion reporting from Skedline News. Today, I have Ryan Bhopal, a student at the University of Ontario, and up-and-coming actor Gina O. James on the phone as we talk about Black Panther. I know I'm a week late, but I had to give people a chance to watch the movie. First of all, I gotta say, Wakanda Forever. I personally love the movie. But not because it attack all of these social issues or anything like that, but simply because I'm a Marvel fan. So my opinion is biased nonetheless. So now we're going to put my biased opinion to the side and we're going to talk to our guests to ask them their opinions on this movie. How'd you guys enjoy the movie?
This movie lived up to its hype. It was inclusive of Black women, strong Black women, and they didn't have to try to be strong. You watched it and you know that they were strong. They protected the men, and the men protected the women.
Honestly, the movie was absolutely amazing. Like, I've never... First of all, we got a group of Black people, an oppressed minority group, just going out there and being in one of the biggest movies in Hollywood.
Everybody's talking about T'Challa, the main character, but not me. I want to talk about Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan. Talk to me about Michael B. Jordan and his character.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan, man. Michael B. Jordan was absolutely amazing when he was playing Killmonger. Like, this guy portrayed his part excellent. He portrayed him watching his dad get killed by his own brother and then growing up with all that hatred, just pent-up aggression real deep inside of you and just coming out and just going after the people who were at fault.
Michael B. Jordan was amazing. When I heard that he was playing the role of Killmonger, I was a bit, hesitant because I'm like, he's a bit too pretty to be a villain. Watching the movies, he was so into it, and I understood his story. Some of these villains, I don't understand their background story. They're all kind of just selfish and arrogant. But his, I completely understand. I completely understand why he was doing what he did. And Michael did, because we close like that. Michael did a great job portraying that character. I was definitely scared of him, and I love that.
But Black Panther is more than just a movie. It has taken a life of its own and has transformed into a movement and a message to just about everyone, not just African Americans.
Even in the beginning of the movie, where you saw the kids playing basketball and a Wakandan dealing drugs. And I think that kind of symbolizes, this is just my opinion, I think that symbolizes how we're all kings and queens on the inside, even though some of us might be out there dealing drugs, joining gangs. We need to realize on the inside we are royalty.
So why was it so important to have this superhero that is of African background?
As we see on the news, Black people are getting mistreated by society through police brutality, through employment, through just any beneficial care, healthcare systems. Like, Black people are an oppressed group, and that's been around since slavery times and even before them when they weren't even considered person.
Well, you do have a point. Thank you, Ryan and Gina, for your time. And I would also like to thank all my listeners for tuning in. This is Gregory Filion from Skedline News. Wakanda Forever.